This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. An extended heat wave in the forecast is taking Colorado's water supply forecasts from bad to worse. As KUNC's Scott Franz reports, state officials are worried how the meager snowpack will hold up.
Snowpack is hovering around 59% of normal statewide. Kevin Houck with the state's Watershed Protection Office says this week's heat will drive it down even more. Mountain towns are expecting temperatures above 60 degrees.
By the end of this heat wave, we will almost certainly be at record low snowpack for every single basin in Colorado. And it's just something that is very hard to wrap my head around these days.
The spring streamflow forecasts are calling for just over half of the normal flows. Colorado activated a drought task force this week to start preparing for the impacts of water scarcity. It's the first time it's taken that step in 6 years. I'm Scott Franz.
Colorado lawmakers must cut $1.5 billion in spending to balance the state budget for the next fiscal year. That's according to the latest economic forecast released Thursday by nonpartisan legislative staff. The state is facing ballooning costs for programs like Medicaid, which has expanded by billions of dollars, and that's compounded by lower state revenue because of tax cuts in the Trump administration's Big Beautiful Bill. Greg Sabetsky is chief economist with the Legislative Council staff. He says there are also still lots of unknowns, things like the war in Iran, on-again, off-again tariffs, and developing AI technology that could create unexpected economic turbulence in Colorado.
We have huge amounts of current year uncertainty in our forecast.
Democratic lawmakers called the forecast devastating and said that they'll have to make painful cuts to balance the state budget. This is CPR News. It's 8.